Blog Talk Radio.
Fool, niggas got the strength. JR, you already know. You know what? Look, sick of niggas capping, rapping, they like real. You should buy your mirror, go practice your ice grill. Enough of a lame, trying to fuck up the game. Most rappers is masses, are talking they change. From mother complaining, I have to play church. When I eat your food now, I say straight first. Chick the bay thirst, don't wanna swallow. Put the 40 in the mouth like show of my motto. If you knowin' how I know, niggas see the guns that I hold, they goin' to 5-0. Then I said, niggas, when you goin' to buy drove with bow in your sky hole, you goin' to die slow. Like I play tag, pop tags on the flow. Then I cop the new shag, the price tags on the dough. The beam like laser tag on the scope. Then I tag. Tag team your hoe, put a tag on your toe. The next day, I tag up on your dough. Bitch, nigga, die dog, tags up on your hoe. You would know that your dude's a pimp. And your hoe is like a mule, call a boot for rent. I give a super sick, she good with that. Cause I rap part time, I'm in the hood with crack. Cause the street was the best to see. Cause the flow right now, it's like part two of SDE. I got the recipe, how to get your rubber band thicker. Show you how to lead a club with the other man's bitches. I can get my pictures 100 grand richer. Get head when your baby mom's a summer jam ticket. Nigga, don't get it to me. True haters, who blaze you? Make the newspaper lay your sheets like a bootlegger. I move major, you can feel it in the song I rap. Mob style, children in the corner, mat. Walk around, peeling and I'm gone. Set up shop the next day in your building in the mall. Come on, when I put my work out, usually the fiends say the same shit that turned out cool.
Let's do it.
And I burned out smooth.
Yo, I get the body cut. Me front for what? I got smuts to smut. You wanna cuff the duck? I get your slut to scuff. No bragging, I'm laughing. She gagging. What? Too bad, suck it up. Who wanna go to war? Loaded pores, open pores, open doors, close to wars. No remorse. See, I wrote for cause. Leave you in the frozen morgue. Throw you off the dock. Hot, now you're throwing overboard. I brush my shoulders off. Shit face chill. Me, bell, and 40 out for them big face pills. Keep that big eight. Still, walk up in a label, the name going leave with that mixtape deal. Look at Dick Face Grill. Look, you sick of these dudes, you gotta lap yourself twice just to live in my shoes. Please, I done earned much, much. It's a firm hustle. Had to dodge, weed, breathe, turn, touch. Now my urn's double. So the glisten and bling, sit in the ring, just like Stern Buck. Bling, favorite words, fuck, fuck. You can clap if you claim. You clap in the flame, my mask is dismay. We're smashing the game, you cast the entire, so the fans are like. Bums out asking for change, yes. And we gon' change the range and I can't explain it. But check my stainless, I'm famous, anus. I have this rookie all slained and brainless.
What else?
I bag more cookies than famous anus.
What else?
Bag up pussy when I'm flaming, aim it.
Thanks.
I strap up, push it and you'll lay in the pavement.
Listen.
Cause I'm big tech squeezing, big tech leaving. Hit that heaving, it's just that season.
Yeah, I like the way this shit is going down right now.
I don't think they ready for this one right here, man.
Nope.
Yo, Reem, I tried to tell these niggas like 10 times, man.
10 times.
Hey, Mafia, man, a fucking boss, man. Mafia. Duke Productions, nigga.
Duke.
Diplomats.
Dipset.
Oh, yeah, I'm riding hard this year, man.
Riding, nigga.
Yes, sir. Yeah, working like a government mule, man.
Hard.
Just call me Young Government Mule. 40th, nigga.
40th.
Gutter music.
I'm a nut, so strap.
Yeah.
I'm known to bust, so strap.
Yeah.
So when you run your trap,
what?
That's when my gun go black.
Yeah.
It's A Mafia, the ruthless kid. I do it big. No deal, and I already got a coupe and crib. Y'all old niggas trying to rap so y'all can stack the mail. I'm just rapping so I don't end up back in jail. You see the yellow diamond shining any stone.
Blink.
I fuck with Killer Cam.
Killer.
I fuck with Jimmy Jones.
Combo.
It's Duke Productions, bitch.
Duke.
Hoops and custom whips. It's 40 boys. Niggas know who I'm fucking with. It's Mafia, the one the bitches throw their asses on. It's Mafia, Dolce and Gabbana glasses on. It's Mafia, just ate, but stay hungry. It's Mafia, still spending 88 money. I got a lot of beef, but I gotta eat. I got a diamond ring, diamond chain, diamond teeth. I'm in a rap game, watch how I milk niggas. Out of cars, cribs, robes, and silk slippers. I don't drink, nope.
But I'll pop a bottle. And I don't think so. Come close and I'ma pop a hollow. This ain't MTV. You would never see a crib. You ain't Duke the God. You ain't DJ Dig. You ain't the E-Nigma.
Why?
You don't see fitness.
Cuz
you don't diddy pop through the club with D-Nigga. It's Mafia, the little homie with the golden grill. It's Mafia, hard on the streets like Golden Seal. I get respect out here. I'm getting text out here. So touch me and trust me, you gon' get checked out here. All the grown homies know I got my own dope. Why these playing hating niggas thinking I ain't gon' blow? I'm the truest hustler. This gutter music fucker. You think you tough? Press your luck. Come do it, sucker. I switch lanes quick. And that range is sick.
Yeah.
I'm getting changed, prick.
Yeah.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like Nas and Belly. On my ride, Pirelli. So what you trying to tell me? I put five in your telly. It's two productions, bitch. Move on, bustin' clips. It's A Mafia. You don't know who you fucking with,
nigga. A Mafia, man. The boss of this shit, man. 40th. General, man. You know how I do this shit, man. I'm hungry like an Ethiopian, man. I gotta eat. That niggas ain't getting money like me, man. Car, crib already, man. Joke when I say that. That's serious, man. Real. A Mafia, man. Duke Production. This, that. The new face, man. I'm the new bully, man. I'm working hard, man. That niggas best stop playing with me out there, man.
Word.
Word. Good nigga. That motherfucker gorilla music. Gorilla, you bitch ass nigga. Stand on what I'm talking about. Yeah, 40 boys, nigga. 4B. That's really good. You hit a shot. Bitch ass niggas, man. Get ready. It's Mafia, nigga. Mafia music. Gorilla music. Aguilar, let's do it, my nigga.
Really good.
Nice purple. I'm A Mafia, boy. I send a slug to your cantaloupe. Half a brick of the dope. Started from a gram of dope. I keep dope. I ain't gonna never be pop. Mafia, I walk the streets like I ain't gonna never be shot. You ain't gonna never be hot. We could be on the block with soap, jeans, smoke, whatever we got. Niggas think it's stopping us. My Beretta, a clap, son. From a mafia, I'll put your head in your lap, son. You can front on them, but not that one. Best believe if I ain't got my gas, son, then I'ma be back, son. It's the boy, baby, Elroy. You heard of me before. Mad niggas sent boys out to murder me before. I keep a low hat grinning and throw back to the minimum. Mafia, so cracked with vitamins. Niggas spread his wings, he can fly with the birds. Niggas think cause I don't drink or get high, I'm a nerd. Do a bitch, get a clip to the head. OG tell me I spit the same shit Rick Lou said. And I ain't just rapping, shit, I know how to clap too.
Yo, fuck with you, boys, man. 00 Stubber, man. Shout out to AFM. We here with a quick show tonight, man. Fuck with us. Here with the Coles.
Yo. Yo, what's good, man? Tony, bro. Sunday. I mean, what up, Caps?
What's good, man? Jersey,
man. AFM.
Early. Well, check it out, B. So the No Mask event is going on, and the audio was just, like, fucking terrible to the point that it annoyed me. So I thought about it, like, well, all these events going on and all these battles we talk about tomorrow, we might as well talk with a sister today about her event while they fix the audio feed. Because we can't have more than one show tonight anyway, so there's no point in wasting it. Because by the time No Mask event is over with, it's going to cut into tomorrow's time. We won't be able to have a show tomorrow. So for the night show, we're going to get official on, and then we got all revenue cut waiting. So I'm about to call official right now. That way, we don't even got to talk about, I want to debate this shit with her when she's on. We won. This battle was close as fuck. Like, it's not one side. This shit is crazy. I did a recap that I'm not even comfortable with. I might have to fuck around and redo it. I might not. Nah, I don't know.
You said not even comfortable.
I'm about to call it right now.
Drizzy, what's good?
What's good, bro, man? Trying to watch this No Mask event, man. The audio, I couldn't do it, man.
It's like that? What, is choppy? Like,
you can't even understand what's going on, like. Like you can't decipher what's going on. It's just fucked up. But.
Yo, I'm back with the guests. We got a fish on. Yo, fish, what up?
What's good?
What's good, bro?
Welcome to calling up, man. Yo, good battle. What are your thoughts before we get into it? How do you feel you did?
I'm not really happy with it.
Okay.
Going into the whole battle, just the motivation for the battle, the material for the battle. I felt like my material, I mean, before the battle happened, I was going into the battle feeling like down about my material, and I was like, yo, the material could have been better, but it still was good, you know, good material. I just felt like the material could have been better. So I'm not really as excited about this performance, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel like, it, you know, it was a good performance, though.
Oh, what happened? You had a writer's block or something? I mean, what do you mean, like, you wasn't happy with your material? It wasn't good enough for you?
Like, it was hard to write for Diz. It was kind of hard to write for Diz. And I don't want it to make it seem like, yo, how could you say that you didn't really want Diz? Like, I wanted to battle Diz, but I did not want to battle Diz as bad as Diz wanted to battle me. Like, y'all never seen me openly come out like, yo, I want to battle Disaster. You know, it came about when I seen him doing the interview about it and stuff. Like, I always wanted to battle Tay Rock or someone. You know what I'm saying? So the Disaster battle, he called me a bunch of times to do the battle, but he always called at wrong times. I always turned it down. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't really as eager to battle him as most probably thought or as he was, but I don't know. I just think that played a part. It was really hard to write for him because I'm not a king. I mean, I don't want to say that on, like, I don't really watch King of the Dot battles that much and stuff, so it was kind of hard to write for him.
Okay. How was the crowd, in your opinion? I see you kept looking around at the crowd and seeing what they was liking and whatnot.
Yeah. The crowd was definitely different. Going into it, I was like, I don't know if the crowd going to really fuck with me or not. I'm not sure because I don't really have a lot of jokes because, you know, that's not really what I do. So when my first round, well, when he started rapping and I seen them reacting to him, I was like, oh, I hope it don't be one of those nights. You know what I'm saying? But then when I rapped my first round, like, they was fucking with me. They actually, you know, was responding and reacting to the bars, so they was really dope. I feel like this kind of took the crowd away from me in a second, and that I feel like, and by time it, like, his second was, I guess, funny to them. Like, he had more of the jokes in the second round, they laughed at more. So I feel like when it got to my second round and mine was more drier, you know, I didn't have really jokes like that, it still was bars. So I feel like he kind of took the crowd for me, but I feel like the crowd was definitely showing me love. Like, it wasn't a biased crowd at all.
So, in your opinion, what round did you win? And then we're going to get into this debate on who won.
The first and the third.
I fucking knew it. Now, me personally, this is what I think, official. Like, I want to give it to both y'all for different reasons and shit. Number one, this shit is debatable as fuck to me. I watched this battle like 6 fucking times. I thought that Diz was, like, consistently on a certain level, all 3 rounds. Well, the first round, I thought it was kind of weak. You got the first round, and I liked his first round. I didn't think it was bad. You know what I'm saying? But I think the haymakers, you had that whole, when Disney land, if you come with this bro, it was just like, whoa. And that was the first one that made me stop. Well, actually, your first opening bars about this, and your first time facing Disaster was like, oh, shit, okay. Then you had that Disneyland shit. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, you had some haymakers that made me stop the first round like 4 times and bring it back. But he didn't really have that, but I feel like he had, you know, the whole bitches need to cook. And I see right now that people want to use Debo as an angle for you with this whole father figure. I see that now that you're going to keep dealing with that shit because even he brought that up. But the whole Hill was alright, and his first was consistently good, but I gave you round 1. It's 2 and 3 that I'm kind of stuck on. I feel like his second round, the first half of the second round was like, blah, whatever. I thought she was going to clearly win that. But towards the end, he started turning up. And when he hit that,
so you feel like the second is debatable?
The second round, I feel like, nah, I feel like I'm edging him the second round because of how he ended. Your second was kind of dry, I feel like. Like, oh, you had, they were sleeping on, there was a couple of bars that was fired that the niggas had no reaction to. So I can't say it was whack. Your second wasn't whack. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I said this in my recap. If your second or your third was like your first, you would have clearly won. There wouldn't be nothing to debate about. It wouldn't be no nothing. You would have clearly won if your second or your third was just like your first, period. Right. So the second one, I'm kind of edging him. It comes down to the third. Now, I know in the second, while you was rapping, he was in his phone. I don't know for how long, but I'm not feeling your third. When you was in the phone the whole time he was rapping, and then you stumbled. Mm-hmm. So that's the shit that's fucking me up. That stumble, I you didn't lose your, I know what happened. You said the first, you said it wrong, then you brought it back and you said it right. But when you brought it back the third time, it was like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like, damn. And that was the phone. So it's really the third that got me like, which way am I going with it?
Well, I feel like like the phone shouldn't play a part. Like, he put out his phone, I put out my phone. Like, that cancels that out. Like, it's just the material. If you feel like my material is better or I had a better performance, I don't feel like the phone should play a part. Now that I watch it, I probably shouldn't have pulled out the phone. I didn't think it was that serious.
You know what it is?
I didn't think it was that serious. Devo called me. He was like, yo, people thought it was a notepad. I was like, yo, I didn't think it was that serious. Yo, Des was on his phone during my round. So I was like, yo.
Wow, but official, but you was on the phone like the entire time. You were laughing. It seemed like, it's not like you looked at it real quick and put it back. You was like, damn, you had no time to read the whole fucking verse. So it catches your attention when it's that long is what I'm saying. It caught my attention. But I don't think his third was bad, but it's not like it was super crazy anyway. I feel like this.
Yeah,
if you would be in the West Coast in his home, number one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already out here.
I was supposed to die.
Huh?
I was supposed to die. Like, y'all had me dying. Everybody had me dying. And for them to actually, like, I feel like that's cool, everything you're saying about the round or whatever. But I feel like at the third round, he couldn't get it. Because at that round, he still was on the same angle. After three rounds, he was on the same angle. The sexes, the feet, like, that don't matter. Like, that don't play no part to you. Like, that don't take no point
to
you.
This is my point, though. My whole point about the situation is this. That's what this whole battle was all about. I'm seeing niggas saying, oh, yeah, but all he's doing is talk about bitches and talk about females. Like, that's what he's supposed to be doing. That's his style. Your style is punching. Being bothered. Like, you did what you was supposed to do, and he did what he's supposed to do, is how I looked at it. I see mad niggas saying he ain't saying nothing. Like, no, he's just
But my point is, I'm not saying what he talked about. I'm just saying he dragged it for three rounds.
Okay, I got you.
I got you, you know what I'm saying? He didn't even come at me about New Orleans disaster shit. Like, I expect him to come with a lot of stuff. He three rounds of the same female bitch bars and, like, I don't know. I fuck with this. This was dope, but I just expecting him to go a little do it, but go somewhere else with it or something. Like, I don't know. He's a fucking vet. He's a legend, a top dude. I was terrified to battle this nigga. Like, I was going to be, they had me dying. Everybody's like, your official, what's wrong with you? Diz really want you? He talking about this the best shit he done wrote. And, like, that's why I didn't get online. I ain't talk no shit about the battle. Yo, y'all just come out to the battle. I'm about to put on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was making it seem like this was the greatest shit ever for him to spend three rounds talking about the same shit. And not to mention, they say he spit the same shit to MBD at Drake party.
You know what he did? As a matter of fact, he did say that he did. He spit some shit that he had for you because the battle wasn't going down and shit. He did say that on the show.
The battle was definitely going down at that point. That's a lie.
Oh yeah, but he got into it. He's supposed to battle Head Ice, but that didn't go down, so they got her. So that's when he used something. But regardless, I see what you're saying.
But
I don't play.
That's all cool on whatever. But I'm just saying, that has nothing to do with this, though, because that shit not coming out. That ain't going to play a part. The fact that he just stayed on that topic, that's what blew minds. It was cool. I don't know.
I mean, he was incorporating, you know, hold on. How y'all called it? Tony Brown.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Official. I was a little bit disappointed with the length at which you spent talking the same type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like one long round at some points. I'm still deciding what to do with the third round. For right now, though, you know what I mean? I actually have Official winning it. I actually expected more from Diz, man. I'm not going to front. You know what I mean? And I take that point that she said. You know, actually having the phone out and shit like that, I definitely was like, yo, how long is she going to hold that shit up? Does she know that shit is, like, in the camera, bro? Like, but overall,
I
man,
I would have never, like, I don't, I'm really with that. I did that. I would have never did that.
Yeah. I gave you the first, like, I thought you was wild in the first round. Your first round was hard. His first was good, too. I just thought your shit was hitting way harder to beat. And then, it just kind of went downhill for both of y'all a little bit after that, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I gave him a second. But to be honest, like, this battle was really yours for the taking. Like, All you needed was to come with a little bit more, like, consistently throughout the third or the second, and you would have, like, clearly won the battle. Like, he wasn't – Diz wasn't crazy in his battle. Like, I feel like you could have really clearly won his battle. I just – I don't know. You kind of stumbled a little bit. And then I gave him the last two rounds, but, I mean, I could see where somebody could say you got the third. But I think you could have clearly beat him
that night. Yo, it's not clear. Like, I really want to say official 1-3 because I like her haymaker and shit. I'm telling you, my nigga, it was just the stumble on the front that got me pausing on really getting the third. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Play a part. I feel like I could have clearly beat him. Like I told y'all when I came on here, I told y'all how I felt about the performance and how I felt about them. You know everything about it, so. I definitely felt like I could have clearly beat him, but I definitely felt like I went there with him, though. Like, I was in his shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still was on Diz's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that itself, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've really – and most of my battles, you know, we're going to bring it up. It's kind of been like that. But, like, I have been doing some, like, big shit. Like, it's been – what, a year and a half, and it was Jazz, Hustle, Luck, QB, and Diz. Like, you know what I'm saying? These ain't no push around. This is a year and a half. Jazz, I love Jazz to death, but Jazz ain't battled since me. Hustle still ain't battled since me. Like, I could do this once a year shit and kill shit. That is nothing. I promise you I could kill a bitch once a year. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, that's not what I'm doing. Like, I'm out here giving battles. You know what I'm saying? I'm still putting on for female battle rap that they trying to say dying. You know what I'm saying? I was the one who was behind that putting the male and female card together. When they came to me, they wanted me a disaster. I said, yo, make that an intergender card. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, I'm just really trying to put it on for female. And people be like, yo, it's not the official versus Jazz, like, yo, that Jazz battle was a different time. I wanted, like, her. I wanted her. I wanted her bad. But my next battle, I must say, this person that I'm getting, I want her. Like, my next battle is going to be crazy, and it's not going to be that far because, you know, it don't take me long to get back in the ring. Like, so my next performance is about to be amazing. Like, I'm about to definitely go all the way in for this next performance for y'all.
40 bars?
Mm.
Nah.
Wow, it's not 40? I can't think of who the hell else it could be then. Yeah,
I don't think it could be.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will see though. But yeah, man, I'm gonna definitely do that. I'm gonna definitely
hold on,
to the fans. What's that?
Hey, yo, fuck that shit. You just ran out your resume real quick. So you top four female bad rap period.
I may be, yo, I don't want to be pushing it, but like I'm low key a legend, son. Like,
oh,
I didn't get so
talk about it. Talk about it.
I just battled Lady Luck and Disaster in a year. Like, that's two legends there. Right there. Like, don't make me run down my whole resume. You know what I'm about to do it anyway. Yo, listen, I know it by heart. I got okay, let me start from the beginning. Boogie, Young Knight, the A-Verb Tournament, Automatic Raid, Unique Bars, BC, K-Profit, Young Scotty and Taylor J, Lex Banco, C3, Miss Miami and Daylight, Couture, E Heart. I battled Shayna Ashley for Snoop, then Hemi, Jazz, Hustle, Lady Luck, QB, C Money, Disaster.
Wait a minute, brother. Is it official the GOAT? Is it official the female GOAT?
Yo.
Too soon?
The only one that people can say, like, yo, that I clearly lost is Hustle, people can say.
Yeah.
Other than that, all the mother battles, and me and C3, low-key, the best female battle in female battle rap. Look at me and Jazz. My first round for Jazz reached 4.3 million views on Facebook. I have a Snoop Dogg GZN Network interview. Come on. Put it on there. Like, I don't want something like that. Yo, I just been put. I definitely, and I'm on King of the Dot now. I just paddled Disaster on fucking King of the Dot. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah, damn, B.
Yo, B. Who we put? All right. So she's.
I'm gonna come clean.
She beat it and all that. Go ahead, Drizzy.
I'm gonna come clean. Come clean. Hustle. You like the damn A-verb for the females. Like, coming from the south.
bringing a whole nother flavor to the female
yeah,
lane.
Yeah, I'm from somewhere else.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's something different.
Yeah,
I
we can't we
hustle.
Can't downplay.
I still got Hustle at the top, though. I still got, man, I got Miss Hustle at the top. Until somebody take her off the throne, she gotta be there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
like,
cool. I mean, that's understandable,
you know what I'm saying?
But. If we doing
but,
that, if we go do that, hold on. If we go do that, then E Heart up there, E Heart over her. Like we go, if we go do that, because ain't nobody
right.
take E Heart off her throne. Like we
yeah,
not talking
that
about
too.
That. We talking about putting in work, battling once a year. Listen, if I'd have battled once a year, if I was able to only have 7 battles, I have like 20. If I was able to have only 7 battles, I promise you, all of them would be body bags.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the frequency at
he
which
had to
you
put
battle
in work.
Is...
40 had to put in work. Bonnie had to put in work. C3 had to put in work. These chicks still, I can still count these chicks' battles on one hand and shit. Like, after, and they've been here, like, 3 years before me.
Well, so you think they kind
of spoon-fed?
Yo, these other females ain't really battling niggas.
And I'm battling niggas. Like, come on. Like, I understand Hustle, but, yo, I understand, but if we go do that with Hustle, talk about ain't nobody knock her off. Ain't nobody knock E Heart off. So that goes for E, too. Like,
yeah, that's true. We're going to put somebody who will be E Heart over Hustle.
Yeah.
But,
right. Yo, so,
yeah.
So
Tony, bro, top four, Tony, bro.
I would say, I mean, definitely, for me,
definitely
top four. I don't think that's a question.
Definitely.
I think the argument now is between that, you know, that top
no,
three
no, no,
spot.
I'm saying name top four. I'm saying name your top four.
Oh, name my personal top four?
Yeah,
I would say,
top,
for me.
Top three automatically. It's about where. What's
yeah.
The, like where. Like, you battle more than once. I mean, more than once
right.
a year.
She in my top
yeah,
and
I'm,
then people say, I'm sorry to cut you off. People always say, yo, quality over quantity. But bitches battle once a year and still lose. Mm.
Damn,
true.
Now you go finish. But hold on. Who lost, though, like that do that?
Jazz.
Keep it real.
Jazz lost. Jazz did the
but
same
Jazz
thing.
Only, Jazz only lost to you, though. Really?
Who she lost to? When you battle once a year...
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't lose.
I like where she's going. I agree.
I had crazy battles before. You shouldn't lose. I don't want to hear no excuses. If we go say quality over quantity, I don't want to hear any excuses.
Facts. Word.
Jazz is in my top four. I ain't going front.
Yo, Jazz is definitely probably top two. Like, Jazz is my number one female. I love Jazz. So I'm not shitting on her at all, but I'm just thinking back.
I got Hustle. I got you. I got Jazz. And the fourth, I'm either going, I want to go 40 or E. I'm going to go E Heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Between 40 and E Heart. My fourth spot going to E Heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pretty much the same way, man. I probably got Hustle, Heart, then and then Jazz in that order right there. Like I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see what a battle between, you and Heart would look like. I think it's tough though because when you list the accolades of shit that you've done and how you affected the game, bro. Like it's different when you really start comparing what you've done and how you affected how the ladies are rapping. Like you affected how people are putting their shit together. So
yeah, you shook the game up for real.
Yeah, I gotta be factored in.
Oh, listen, at this point, I'm just doing it. Like I ain't gonna lie to you. So when I want to leave battle rap as a legend. Like I really want to be like the Lux is now, the Murder Mook is now. So that's why I take the battles I take. Like. You win some, you lose some. When you battle often, you are at a risk of losing more than the next person who doesn't battle as often as you. You're always at that risk of doing that. But, like, you still gotta put on. And after I lose, like, after y'all say I lost the Hustle, I jump back in. I'm shaking back. Like, I'm jumping back in the ring. I'm not what I'm waiting for. You know what I'm saying? What I'm sitting down for. Like, why are these chicks sitting? What are you doing? Like, for what? Like, do we really respect that? Like, how we looking at Mook and them could sit out, like, forever. But, like, they're not even doing nothing. we're the one giving the battles. Like, the girls putting in work is the ones, and I feel like they should be appreciated more. Bonnie should be appreciated more. C3 should be appreciated more. Like, fucking 40 should be appreciated more because them girls put in work. Like, they had to battle to get to their spot.
But
they,
okay,
these girls who battled each other, they had already battled each other a long time ago.
But let me ask you this, though. So you ran down the resume. Out of your last, like, your last four, you had Diz, QB, Hustle, and who else?
I won all of them. And I can argue I won.
You
I
won?
Beat Lady Luck.
I
can
argue
I
beat
QB.
Hold
on,
Drizz.
No, I thought that was you about to ask. You wasn't about to ask that.
Yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I beat Lady Luck. I beat fucking QB. I beat Disaster. And it can be debated that happened. None of them clearly beat me. And all of them ain't, I don't know, besides Disaster, ain't battled. That was their first battle in forever. Hustle,
okay.
Luck, and QB.
Yeah, that QB battle was fire, B.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yo, I ain't gonna front. Like, that was a dope.
Yo,
yeah, that was a dope battle.
Have you beaten
QB? I don't know, man. I don't know what you had, B. You was all over the world. You was all over on the page. I don't know what you had.
Yeah, I thought it was dope.
We was fussing. We was going at it during that time. But, yeah, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? And that just, you know, just doing that, like, Queen Marine, you know, shout out to them. But besides that time, they have an event since February. And it was like, you know, that was with the fights and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? People was trying to, like, yo, say, yo, female battle rap dead. Where they at? Yo, me and QB stepped up and did that. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to battle QB on RDE. Disaster was actually coming in. Like, I didn't have to do that. Like, I was never really pushed to battle Diz like that. So I was taking the other ones. Like, yo, I'm going to take QB. I'll take Diz after. He still will be waiting. Like, fuck it.
Damn, okay. Mm. Well, I mean, yeah. It was definitely like, so was it your toughest battle?
What?
I know you said you didn't want to battle. You didn't really care too much more than he did, but, like, was it your toughest now that you look back on it?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah. I slacked in this battle. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't even want to put that out there like that. But, and just, it was the most, like, no, because I didn't roll for harder opponents. Like, Couture was hard to write for. You know what I'm saying? Jazz wasn't really hard to write for. QB was kind of hard to write for. So, I wouldn't say he was the hardest. Hustle was kind of hard to write for. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Like, I didn't face some killers. Like, I'm really disappointed in this. My opponents usually be, yo, on my ass, at my neck, like, going hard. Most of my opponents' battles against me was their best performances.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. But if this had snapped through them, what? It would have been a quick for you.
Right, but this didn't snap. And I was better than Diz that night. My boss, my pen still was better than Diz that night, no matter how it turned. Could have been. If I could have snapped, Diz could have got killed. Y'all just said if I'd have just went a little extra more in the third, I could have clearly beat him. So we can say that either way. That night he lost. He wasn't the better man that night. He wasn't the better person.
It looked like he was trying to rattle you, too. I'm not going to front. When I watched the battle,
work.
There's
it
a moment
work.
In that battle.
It didn't work at all. If anything, I rattled him. He was pissed.
Yeah, that shit was uncomfortable, kind of. I was like, what the fuck
going on? He
looked
like he wanted to punch me.
That third round, man. Oh, God.
Listen, y'all debating this is just, I was supposed to die. Like, I'm stuck with the fact y'all debating this. Like,
here's my thing official. I understand that, but just because you were supposed to die and didn't die doesn't automatically mean you won.
I did win, though. I'm not saying the fact I didn't die is the reason I won. I won because I was the better person that night.
And you was all around, too. You had jokes. You had everything.
I even had some bogeys. I see you ISIS membered who inspired inner college gender father's gender. I thought they was going to love that. They looked
That's
at me like
fire.
I was retarded.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What does that mean?
I don't even know what the fuck you said the first time. I'm glad you said it again and shit. It helped a little bit.
Hey, and then y'all gotta realize that wasn't even the. And y'all gotta realize that was in a week and a half notice. I wasn't even supposed to battle Diz on King of the Dot. I was supposed to battle him on a whole nother card. I didn't even write
Wait,
for
what?
That crowd. Like, I didn't even. What? I was supposed to battle him on WSF.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That was supposed
short,
to be an intergender card. Imagine me battling Diz on that card. By the time they would have got to Diz, he would have probably been stupid trash, and the crowd would have still been equal, still some of our fans, and that shit still would have, like, niggas wouldn't have just been quiet. Niggas still would have been showing love. Like, I still battle him on King of the Dot a week and a half notice later. A lot of chicks probably wouldn't even did that shit.
Hmm. That's real.
That's a fact.
That's definitely real.
About that shit. Yeah, yo, that shit was dope. Like, y'all was impersonating each other and shit. That shit was dope. I thought.
Yeah.
But, yo, it was definitely a good battle. Let me watch this motherfucker again, man. I ain't going for it, man. I just wanted to hear your take, but you definitely did good. You stood up to Diz, like, supposed to be the that nigga in the way. So, for it to be like this, like, yeah.
I promise y'all, listen, I'm giving y'all my word. I'm going in my next battle. I'm going to go in. I got y'all.
Yo, man, who you man?
Man,
is it locked in?
Yeah.
Is it on Queen of the Ring?
Come on, are you trying to get closer and closer with the question?
Come on, because you know you can say.
Listen. Nah, I can't. No, I ain't saying it.
Because
at this point, that could be anywhere. They don't know where I'm at. Y'all don't know where I'm at. I might be on King of the Dot, URL, RBE. Y'all don't know where I'm at next. I'm all over.
All right. When I should get announced, you got to come up here. Same
day. I got y'all.
All right. Salute official. We're looking for calling up, yo.
No problem. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Salute. Good shit.
Yo, shout out to official. Man, you want to watch this bitch again. Like, I don't really know who to get that shit to, my nigga. Like, that third, like, a scene.
Yeah. I do agree, though. The fact that she's saying that we're having this debate, I mean, even if you say, well, she didn't win the battle, it's one of those things where you could win the war because everybody thought there was a lot of people who was like, she's going to die. So I think that's a – net, that's a win. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a win for the ladies. That's a win for female battle rap. And you know what I mean? I would take that and I would be happy about that. I'll be proud of that shit. You know what I mean? So, shit, man. I got to watch that bitch again.
Shit,
I don't know what
man,
to do with that third round.
Hey, yo. I'm about to call Ored. I'm way over the time. I'm about to call Ored. Hold on.
Where? Jersey.
Yes.
Damn. When you run down that list of accolades that O has, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It sort of stands alone, man. It's not like I don't think anybody else is doing anything like that.
Right. I remember when I first saw her in the A-Verb tournament, she was wilding. Yo.
Yeah.
I'm back with the guest. You got O Red on. Yo, O Red was good.
What's going on, man?
Yo, my shit, nigga, man. Look for calling up, man. What's up with you? Everybody asking what's up with you and shit. Where you at?
Hey, man. I'm around, you know. Living life, man. Trying to be normal. Hard as hell to be normal for a nigga.
You ain't really pressed to battle like that?
I mean, nah, I never have been, though. You know, like, it's just, if that happens, it does. If it don't, I mean, I understand. There's a million battle rappers out there, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but niggas been saying your name, like, I know you've been watching Av. Av said he want that smoke.
Yeah, I seen it, man. I don't think he want the smoke, not yet, you know, but, yeah, man, I see a lot of people saying my name, you know. I appreciate it, man. I'm a humble dude, you know, man, but I don't think people really want that, you feel me? They don't want the extra shit it come with, you feel me? Like, you got to realize, in order to stand on stage with me, I got to rap. That's what I'm
saying. So you feel like niggas can't see you, but you just on some... it sounds like you really not motivated with battle rap, my nigga. Like, have you overgrown this shit? You outgrown it?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. You know, I still love battle rap. You know, I'm outgrowing the bullshit that comes along with it. You feel me? It's the best feeling is being on stage rapping, man, but the shit that goes on behind the scenes, man, and what it takes to actually book a battle and build up to it is just like, it's tiring, my nigga. Like, it's like we all grown and shit, like, you know, in this situation where it's like, I don't want to be having the same talk with niggas. You feel me? Like, I talked to you about this a month ago. You feel me? Or a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't want to keep having to iron out the same details over and over with a nigga. You feel me? So, and that happens a lot in battle rap, bro. You know, because it's a lot of moving parts that comes along with setting up a whole entire event, you know?
Yo, what the fuck is so hard about it? I mean, you got two niggas, boom. They want a battle, boom.
You ain't got two niggas. You ain't got two niggas that just want to battle. You got to think, for one, in order to, when you throw an event, you have about five battles. So off the rip right there, you got 10 niggas that you got to deal with. Then you got to have a venue, which knows how many owners it has. So let's say three or four. That's 13 niggas you got to deal with. Then you got league owners. That's at least 16 niggas you got to deal with. Then you got sponsors and shit like that. Well, you got sponsors and shit out here who, you know, they put up money for a battle, but they want to see the two people battle that they want to see battle. They don't give a fuck about nothing else. They don't give a fuck about what the fans want to see, none of that shit. They want to see what they want to see. And they got every right to feel that way because it's their money, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but it's just, there's a whole lot of shit that comes along with putting a card together. There's a whole lot of moving pieces. Everybody got to be on the same page. And it's like when you're setting certain shit up at different times, or you're not doing it all, or you're not keeping your word on certain shit, then everything falls apart. You know, a league may be telling me one thing and then telling another rapper a whole different story.
Damn, but you don't find out till it's too late?
You said what?
And then what, you don't find out till it's too late or what?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. You know, sometimes people don't find out shit. You know, like, it's a whole lot of extra shit that comes along with battle rap, man. I wish it was just as easy as getting two people to agree upon a battle and standing up there and doing what they got to do, and that be that. I wish it was that easy, bro, but it really ain't.
This shit is man. Niggas don't want to see you fucking go crazy on somebody and shit. It's just like, I can see the politics of killing shit. How you feel about popularity? Is that playing a part in it also? Only popular niggas. Like, it seems like a lot of niggas don't win, but they still get looks and pushed on to the next event.
Yeah, I mean, I see that too. You know, it's hard to say though. You know, it's very hard to decipher what's going on. A lot of shit feeds into that and makes that possible for a nigga to lose and be on the very next card like it ain't just happened. A lot of shit feeds into that, not just the battle rapper. As an owner, you got to feel like, you know, you my man and all, you know, but you just lost, you feel me? Like, I can't give you this because you just lost to him, you feel me? And that's just the way things go. I mean, but that don't happen with leagues, you know, that'll never happen. You know, the one thing that the league cares about is not only getting their money back when they throw a card, but making more money off it. You feel me? So it's like, if somebody like take Averb, for instance, you feel me? Averb is one of my favorite rappers ever, you know, so let's just get that shit out the way right now. Averb, one of my favorite battle rappers ever. But Averb loses constantly in New York to the point where it's like they book him to lose in New York. Like people actually come to see him lose. People buy tickets for that shit. I know motherfuckers that buy tickets to boo Averb because they don't like him.
Damn.
You know, but that sells tickets. You got people who love certain battle rappers, and you got motherfuckers who hate a battle rapper to the point where they actually pay a ticket to come hate on that man. They pay money for a ticket to come hate on the nigga. How that shit seems logical in the human brain, to another, but I have no idea. You feel me? Like, that shit don't seem logical to me at all, you know, but it actually happens. You feel me? Like, a lot of people feel like, oh, Verb, don't bring it when he's battling New York. Nah, the thing about battle rappers is we do the same shit over and over. Nigga put the same effort in over and over. Some things may get received better than others. You hit sometimes. Sometimes you miss. You know, but as far as when niggas step on that URL stage, whatever they put together, they try to make it the best shit they got, you know. So, like, niggas feel like Verb don't bring it when he battle in New York. You know, that ain't the case.
He bring it, but niggas just be boring him and shit. That is kind of crazy and shit. That's wild.
I done heard him say some dope shit before and get booed for it. I done heard the nigga get booed 2 bars in, like, literally 2 bars into a round. Niggas got booed. And
yeah,
like,
shit.
Damn, he been rapping for 12 seconds, my nigga.
And it's already to boo and shit. I mean, damn.
Yeah,
but
that's
least,
facts.
You're not running around trying to take check after check like everybody else is doing. Like, what made you not do that? You could have easily did that. Like, niggas like JC and shit started battling everywhere. Like, you never did that.
Yeah, because it tarnishes your brand. You know, what the amount of money you take says, this is what I'm worth. The moment you accept that, that's what you're saying. This is what I'm worth. So immediately, anytime me tries to book you, anytime after that, they're going to base your price on or around what they have given you already. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So you just limited yourself by doing that.
So it's like, prime example, it's, I don't give a fuck how nice you is. I don't care how amazing you did in the battle. If you accepted $1,000 for a battle, you're not going to get $10,000 within the next 12 months. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't care what you do. But at the same time, you know, when it comes down to bed, you got some people who get 10, 15 for a battle, but they battle once a year. You know what I mean? So you're making $15,000 a year off battle rap. You got some niggas
mm-hmm.
who, like JC and them, I don't know how much JC get exactly, you know, but if I had to guess myself, you know, and I could be wrong, but I'm going to just use it as an example. Let's say JC get $2,000 a battle, but he's battling 20 times in a year. He's making $40,000 off battle rap in that year.
Yeah.
You know, and a nigga who has on a way higher plateau, battle one time, get that $15,000, you know, he's making $25,000 less, you know, but he doesn't have to put in all that work.
So you'd rather stay on the $15,000 once a year side than going anywhere else.
No, I'm not saying that. I would just rather get what I'm worth. And I've never asked for that amount of money. You know, just to put that out there. I've never asked for that. And you got motherfuckers who dirt nap them, and they ask for that type of money.
Hey, yo, how do you even know your worth? Like, how do you go about that?
It's all based on what you accept. Once you accept a certain amount, then it's based around that and the moves you make in the future in order to get up to a higher plateau. Sometimes, in my case, sometimes you just got to say, nah, I'm good. Oh, this is what you're trying to pay me? Nah, I'm good. I don't want that.
I just turn that shit down.
Yeah. That's what it is. But it's hard to, the problem with a lot of battle rappers, too, is niggas be embarrassed by certain shit that you shouldn't be embarrassed by as a man. Motherfucker, you got motherfuckers out here who just battle rap and don't work or no shit like that because they don't want people to know where they work at. Listen to me with that shit, bro. You a grown-ass man, especially if you got a family or you got kids or something like that. My nigga, work wherever the fuck you want to work at. You know, like,
yeah.
And so you got some people who actually do battle rap and they, because they don't want to work, so they'll take any money because it's right there in their face. It's hard for a nigga to turn down $2,000 when he ain't got that on him right now.
But I mean, shit, that's the reason why you're supposed to get a job. You got
it. Yeah. Bro, niggas try so hard to be put on a image, you feel me? And they don't realize, like, when you're trying to portray a certain image in battle rap, that shit is going to come back and bite you on the ass, for one. Because if you're making it seem like, oh, you making all this crazy money off battle rap, we better not see you wearing no bullshit. You better not see you driving no bullshit. None of, you feel me? So all that comes with it. You know, you can't be no nigga saying, oh, you making a living off battle rap, but you really struggling off the shit. makes you look bad. Like it makes you, it makes the entire image that you're putting on, it makes it look like a lie. You know, so.
Man, I said, there's so many fires out there with you that, like, you and Adam will be fire. I think you and Big K will be fire. You and L. Will be fire. You know what I'm saying? Rum Nitty. What happened with the last battle?
I already kicked Rum Nitty back in, man, but,
Oh, shit. That's right. Not Rum Nitty. I wouldn't even talk about Rum Nitty. You and Tank will be dope. Like,
nah, I don't like that.
You don't like Tank?
Nah, I don't like the matchup personally. Not to me.
T-Top?
Nah, I'm not really a fan of it. I mean, it's just this is, at the end of the day, you know, a good battle would be a good battle, especially if both niggas come in a rap. And the thing I can say about all these dudes that you mentioned is they definitely show up the rap. Whether they shit fire, whether it's mediocre, anything like that, niggas gonna put their best effort forth, you know. So,
right.
Not to say it wouldn't. I'm not saying it wouldn't be a dope matchup or it wouldn't translate well as far as in a battle, you know. But if somebody called me and said, "Oh, we want you to battle T-Top," my response would be like, "Ah, you know, I'm a professional, you know. So I'm coming in there with three rounds, you know. So." But a lot of niggas out here ain't really too professional, man. It's just they just be having weird ass motivation. You know
what you mean?
No, I'm just saying certain things. You got certain things that motivate certain people. For some rappers, it's their opponent. It's who they battling. Niggas be low key fans of the motherfucker they battling. So now you won't expect them to come in and do some wild shit or whatever. You know. Example, like to me, I wasn't a big fan of Rock and Surf battle. Both of them had three good ass rounds, but it seemed like Rock wanted the battle because he was a fan of Surf more than he wanted to chop him down. You feel me? So that's why I really wasn't a
I agree with that.
You know, so I ain't really a big fan of those shits like that. You know what I mean? If you think a nigga nice, cool. At the end of the day, we all do this shit, so we all know how to rap. Like, that's not even up for debate, you know. But my mentality, my motivation is the same motivation I had growing up and all that shit, which is when it comes down to it, when this Batman standing across from you, at the end of the day, it's either you or him. Bottom line, it's either me or you.
God damn, man.
You know, so.
Hey, over at, you was at the UW event, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Hey, yo, how do you feel about that, about Sugar and Surf battling? I always thought it was like a Jersey camaraderie. Like, is that still there, or?
This is, all right, well, so first and foremost, even though I didn't agree with them battling, you know, I don't think it should have happened. Definitely, with the aftermath on the shit, I feel like it was a bad battle. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I feel like it wasn't a good battle.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to translate well on camera. And the aftermath that's going to come from that with, like, real street shit and all that, it definitely wasn't worth even doing a battle. Bottom line, I don't care what nobody say about that shit.
You think it went past the battle? It was real street shit involved behind that?
I mean, I don't know everything. You know, they're both niggas from different hoods than me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Both of them from Crip hoods, you feel me? I'm from a blood hood. Like, so I don't know. I don't talk to niggas on a daily basis. I don't know for sure. You feel me? But the way the battle ended, it didn't seem like niggas was leaving it on, like, it didn't seem like the battle ended on good terms. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, especially with Surf, you know, I mean, Surf ain't even finish his rounds. Nigga ain't even finish his rounds because I know Surf. I know he was like eating, you know, like beyond battle rap, mad as hell, you know. So,
damn.
Who knows?
That shit was
wow.
You didn't agree with that shit happened neither. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was up there, you know, I was on stage and shit when the situation happened down to a T. I'm talking about from, I remember everything from the first couple of lines nigga said all the way to how shit got. I remember all that, you know, like, so.
And you was just standing there watching them niggas. you was just standing and watching them like, damn, like my niggas really going at it.
It was a fucked up position for me, but it was kind of like this. I knew Surf, you know, I knew Surf before battle rap. You know, I met Suge through battle rap, you know, so I knew Surf longer. But these niggas seemed closer, like Suge and Surf seemed closer as far as the Jersey niggas, me, Surf, Ars, and Suge, you know, they seemed like niggas is borderline brothers. That's how they think. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So on the outside of that, looking in, I left it as, I'm not about to, even if you my man, if that's your brother and you got a problem with him, I'm not jumping in between that. I'm not jumping in between no family. A friend should never jump in between a family issue. You feel me?
Okay.
It was kind of one of those things. So it was like, even though I don't agree with it, and I told Surf this, and I told Suge this. Being that I told both of y'all, y'all grown men, y'all allowed to do whatever the fuck y'all want. You know, don't expect my blessing for it. You know, I don't think y'all should be doing the shit.
Yeah.
You know, But at the same time, they was feeling like they was going through shit prior to the battle. You know, so that was a way to hash shit out. I understand that too. I'd rather y'all niggas rap it out than it go anywhere else. You feel me?
Yeah. So, you
said what?
Well, I was going to say, like, that shit was packed, too. Like, the shit really could have went crazy left, but it didn't. It could have.
Yeah.
How was the vibe in the building? Was it like the whole, did it feel like it was mad tension in the air? Or a battle, or regular battle?
Not for me personally. You know, I was good. You know,
I mean, with everybody else, or different sets in there and whatnot.
I didn't see Surf until it was time to battle. I didn't see him for the entire night. I ain't see none of the niggas that be with Surf that I speak to on a regular basis. You know, like I be in Surf hood on a regular. So niggas that be around him and that fuck with him, that look up to him, that he got that status of all, like, I see these niggas on a regular and speak to him. I didn't see them prior to the battle. Mind you, I was on stage, though, so I wouldn't expect them to be on stage anyway unless there's rapping. You know, I spoke to Suge prior to the battle, but it didn't seem like it was going to be shit. It felt like a regular battle environment, you ask me.
Okay. Hey, yo, with you being from a Bloodhood and then from the Crip Hood and y'all battle rap, like, you ever have to watch your back and be going to see him and shit like that? Or I should just, like, nah.
What, you said what?
I said, with you being from a Damu hood and them being from the Crip hood, is like, do you have to watch your back and shit when you walk through their hoods or nah?
Because
Newark is, like, I know about Newark. Newark, you from Newark, right? Or you from,
I'm a Newark nigga all day, Southwark, you know, so.
Okay.
It's like, I want to say no. You feel me? As far as a level of comfort, but that's just what it is in Newark. Like, at the end of the day, if I'm walking around in my own hood, I still got to, shit like that is still a possibility. Bottom line, niggas done died in front of their house on every day, you know, so, I would hope that it wouldn't come from no nigga that's around me on a daily basis or speaking to me and acting like we cool and no shit like that, but when you from where you from, or us being from Newark, you know, that's some regular shit. You feel me? That's every day.
I figured that shit. I know it. Like, yeah, that shit is crazy out there and shit.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. And I wanted to jump in, O-Red, and I mean, first of all, you know what I'm saying? When I watched the battle or whatever, you know, part of me tried to think of, like, I've seen tense situations before in terms of battling and whatnot, right? So can you just go a little bit more into it in terms of, like, would you have made that decision to stop the round, like, if you felt like it was getting too much, too out of hand, or, you know what I mean, have you been in those situations before where you, like, you know what, this is too much, like, it's some real shit going on right now? Because I remember you battled out in Harlem and shit like that too, and that was kind of tense. So like what would you have done in that situation?
You know, oh, wow. Surf choked. Wow. Never mind.
Wait,
wow.
Wait, what happened?
So they saying Surf. They saying Surf choke in the Rux battle.
Wowzers.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Someone's saying Rux choke, too. I'm about to watch it as soon as we off the show.
That's a long-round battle, ain't it?
Yeah,
moving along.
One rounder.
Damn, they saying Surf lost, no debating. Wow. Okay.
Yo,
that shit just made me. That shit just got me heated, bro. Like, that just got me heated, man.
Yo, me too, son.
A one rounder, my nigga.
Yo, Surf can't lose their battle, bro.
Surf my man, and the way that Suge shit played out, I kind of felt like this T Rex and this T Top battle was really, let's get back on the ball, bro. Let's get this shit back rolling and doing what you're supposed to do. You know?
Yeah.
Surf done said on multiple occasions, bro. Like as far as recent, here URL baby, you know so. That T-Top battle, I'm pretty sure he's super focused on that, you know. I'm mad I just heard that, though, bro. You know,
you don't want to hear the rest of what I'm about to
say. Yeah, this shit wild.
What?
Mr. Fab just said straight up, they hit a money lick about Rex and Surf and shit. They saying Surf choked again and Surf getting dominated by Rex. Surf just pulled the jersey 1 minute into a one-round battle. I got to watch this shit. I got to watch this shit now. Like, the audio was fucked up. That's the reason why I had this show, but whatever, bro. Hey, O-Red, who you had winning? Arsa Rock. On a better note, that was a fire battle.
That was a fire battle. That was a fire-ass battle. I'm gonna be honest. First round, I had Ars winning clearly.
Okay.
I think Ars won 8 shit first round. Second round, I had Rock winning clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rock won 8 shit second round. Third round, I personally see it as a preference round. I liked Ars round a little bit better than Rock shit. I'm gonna just be honest. You know, I like rock shit, but I like R surround a little bit better as far as haymakers and the shit that stuck with me.
Okay.
You know, like once niggas stopped battling, I remembered a lot of R shit. You know, I personally don't like this is my thing, man. I don't like the whole when niggas say, oh, let's be extra disrespectful, I'm going to be extra disrespectful. That shit is cool. At the end of the day, niggas rappers, but all that kid shit that niggas be rapping about, bro, I'm not a fan of shit like that, you know. That's the Rock and Arse. Arse, my man. You feel me? Rock, cool people too, you know. But all that, I do this to your daughter and mentioning your dick regarding somebody else, but that shit.
Oh, you ain't none of that shit right there. That's too far.
That shit gets under my skin. Like, when Tank did that shit with Sway, it bothered me. You feel me? So, I don't like shit like that. And we're rocking ours battle. It seemed like it was excess shit like that going on between them two niggas.
Yeah, also, you wasn't really fucking with that disrespectful shit. But you could tell, though, that they was only doing that shit because of that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, everyone who comes to Arsenal always does that.
Yeah.
Because they have to get
extra. You know, it's very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very predictable angle to take with them. But Rock had a good-ass mixture of bars in his shit. Like, his second round, he said a lot of wild shit like that was fucking with me. But the round was still retarded because he had bars all through his shit. You feel me? The nigga even he was saying little disrespectful shit and still had punches in the setup or following the shit for a nigga. So his second was retarded. Rock second's always retarded though. That ain't nothing though. And I ain't see the battle on pay per view. You know, so I'm going off straight live. That was the last time I seen it. Yeah, I had Arch 2-1.
Okay, all right. Well, shit, man, if that motherfucking money right, though, is there a chance we'll see you in 17? I mean, are you coming close to it? Or are you
that money right now, I'm fucking around seeing me at 16.
Oh, you fucking around seeing you at 16. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
going
that money see. Right, you know. Yeah, that could be a possibility. They doing another Born Legacy this year?
Yeah, I believe so. Born Legacy 4, but the matches are already locked in. I'm not sure.
Let's see how that plays out. You know, they about to have a gnome next month too, man. I think. See, and it's another thing, man. Niggas could have let me crack DNA ass.
DNA?
Yeah, I could have put a bullet in DNA, and they could have let Daylight battle K-Shine. I think them two battles would have had a better history for them. You know.
What made you really want DNA?
He think he's better than me.
Okay.
Which a lot of niggas do, but he been feeling this way for damn near 5-6 years, man. And this another thing I said as far as so much shit coming along with battles and politics. Me and DNA said we had battled each other 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So why hasn't it happened yet? Not on us. You know, DNA would never get in no interview and say Old Red ducking him. And Old Red would never get on no motherfucking interview and say DNA ducking him. Cause I know that ain't the case, and he know that ain't the case.
Just the politics.
Yeah. It's the politics.
Yeah,
that'll be the shit.
Old Red, man.
Yeah, I definitely.
Old Red, man. I'm a fan, man. I'm an Old Red fan, man. I want you back in the ring. Now, I went to the Guerrilla Warfare card with you in Daylight. You was wilding in that battle, man. Like, I want to see you back in that ring, man. We got to get you back in that ring. You was wilding in Chicago.
Man, I feel the love, man. I feel like niggas be missing me and shit. It's just, every time Muffet is asking me, man, when you battling again? Why you ain't been in a battle so long? I can't even give niggas a straight answer because there's really no straight answer. It's just so much shit, like, that's just not aligned correctly, so it's like, it's not like I'm on some shit like, oh, I'm taking a break from battle rap. I did that before I battled Daylight. So I was actually supposed to be battling this year, you feel me? But.
Yo, Red, have you
more from drama than anything?
What you said, what?
We starting to hear about you more from drama than battle rap now and shit.
Yeah, and I don't like that because I ain't never been no. You feel me? Like, niggas be rappers, bro. Niggas is rappers. I'd rather for it to stay that way. I hate for motherfuckers to feel like they could bring street shit into some shit. Like, at the end of the day, you're an entertainer. I'm a professional. I try to stay professional. But a lot of these dudes and shit out here get battle rap mixed up with actual street shit or me as a man and shit like that. Like, I understand, like, battle rappers get paid and yell in each other's face back and forth. You feel me? But if I ain't get paid for that, you're not gonna do that with me, bro. Like,
Hey, Old Red, what do you think is, like, do you think, like, the overall, like, the hunger to, like, just win battles, do you feel like that's not there? Because, like, we saw you battling Black Haze and shit outside. Like, you niggas wasn't even battling the venues and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but y'all niggas just wanted to win. Do you feel like niggas, like, really care about winning in battle rap still, or is it just more for the look and for the money moves?
Me, personally, I always give a fuck about winning. I'm a competitor at the end of the day, you know. A lot of niggas, though, don't care about winning, and you can't blame them. Why? Because just like we said earlier in this interview, you got niggas who lose. If a motherfucker lose 3-4 battles straight and he keep getting booked, getting bigger, better names on big-ass stages with big-ass packed venues and his money going up, he's like, what the? The loss don't even matter to him no more because the bread is overpowering all that shit. Ain't no penalties in this shit no more, man. That's what it is. I remember when niggas used to, you lose, you have a debatable, you right where you was at. You back where the fuck you was at. You lose, shit might be over for you, bro. Niggas money get chopped in this. Niggas get 3,000 for a battle, he lose. he's not getting a shit over 1500 that next battle.
Yo, Mook always said that. Mook always said, like, yeah. Yo, back in the day when niggas lost, you just didn't even really see him like that no more. Like,
yeah,
now niggas
gone.
Is losing and getting bigger opponents.
And I can't blame him for saying no shit like that. And I'm not, like, don't get me wrong, Mook the Jordan in this shit, you know, but I'm not really no big fan of Mook.
So
he got every right to say that shit. He got every right to say that. Because that man picked up the phone, yo, come do this battle, and showed up there prepared, wilding. That's why I respect niggas like Rex. Rex went through a fucking decade or some change. Like, Rex went through, like, four eras of battle rap. It was that nigga. Like, you got to tip your hat to shit like that. You know, you don't, niggas, like, they legends, bro. You know, so I said, I ain't no huge fan of what he's doing in the ring as far as of recent. You know, I used to be, but I feel like he's still getting accustomed to this new style and shit and this new look for battle rap. You know
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I was in the building for Born Legacy 3 over at, and I remember talking to you during that shit, and we checking out some of, like, the newer rappers or whatever. Like, what do you think about some of the new talent, and do you think that, you know, maybe if you can identify a couple that you think might stand out from the rest on URL particularly?
It's a few that definitely stand out. Talent and just to make sure I get this shit right. You got some people who stand out talent wise, and you got some people who stand out as far as the shit they do outside of the ring. You feel me? Like, I feel like Mike P is one of those who, he's a dope ass rapper, but the shit he does outside of the ring is unmatched by new niggas. Like, from his blogs to the little interviews he did, like, bro, he understands it. You feel me? As far as what you got to do when you're not inside a ring, he understands that. He definitely stands out to me. Twerk, I like New Jersey Twerk, definitely stands out. You know, as far as on the talent level, he different. Finally, niggas getting something different. Who else? I like Av. Av dope.
Yeah. Av fire.
I just feel like with Av, that shit don't even got to be said about him no more. You feel me? He right there. You feel me? He right there to crossing over to not being a new nigga anymore. Or some welcome to the URL roster type shit.
This shit, yo, man. We gotta see you back in the ring, man. Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Where the fuck this nigga Brad at, man? You got Big K running around, running around. You could be fucking. This shit could be crazy, man. I know you when you turn up this shit.
Hell yeah.
Hey, bro, listen. When it happens, you know you better believe I'm gonna show up, bro. I'm gonna show up. You know, like you, and I'm gonna be honest, like. Niggas be bumping into me out here in Newark every day saying, oh, they wasn't feeling that battle and shit, and they wasn't feeling the shit ours pulled, and, oh, Red, well, you the last one we got, bro. I don't agree with shit like that, but I can't be mad at a nigga for saying that, you feel me? Because Jersey always had that level of loyalty that no other area had, you feel me? Like, niggas was not battling each other. Me and Surf could have been battled. Me and Shug could have been battled. We could have been did all that shit. Niggas could have did that in Block City in a fucking basement.
Yeah.
You know, that. So doing it now is like.
You said what?
I said, so to do it now, you ain't really feeling it?
What, battle with Jersey, nigga?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I wouldn't do it. You know, at this moment, you know, I understand how it can get to that point when it is actually like, yo, there's no other way. You feel me?
Hey, yo, I do have a question I always wanted to ask you. Do you feel like that story about you and the chick that everybody was kind of running on you and shit, do you think that fucked you up a little bit or not? None niggas never really had an angle on you until that. Niggas really ran with that.
This is the thing that niggas got to understand about that. You feel me?
What was the story, nigga? Fuck that.
A fake nigga lie changes up.
Okay.
Bottom line, a fake nigga lie changes up. None of these niggas' stories coincide with each other. everybody's shit different. You feel me? But I don't like trying to downplay niggas' material and shit, so that's why I don't speak on it. Niggas ask me, oh, was it true or whatever? I'd be like, bro, if you believe it, then it was true. You feel me? Bottom line. Because if I could sit here and say it wasn't true, but at the end of the day, if you think it was true, then it was true in your eyes. I can sit here and say it was true. If you believe that, then it's still got to be true in your eyes, my nigga. But that's a long-ass story, Cap. Like, I ain't about to run that bitch,
yeah. Nah, I'll fuck with you, buddy. I got you, bro.
Yeah.
Well, shit, yo, go ahead, Chris.
You said what?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, now I was pretty much done. Anything else you want to talk about, right?
Is there anything else I want to talk about, man? Nah, I ain't really had shit on my mental right now. I was damn near going to sleep as early as hell, but I definitely was about to take it down, you know, so.
Absolutely. But, yo, my nigga, I definitely, that's the number I'm going to be in contact with you, though, man. Streets got to keep in contact with you, man.
Yeah, man, y'all could do that, definitely. You know, if something pop up, you know, then I'll pop back up and we'll definitely have more to talk about, you heard?
That's what it is, man. I just wanted to chuck on you and shit. Yeah, you be safe, my nigga.
I appreciate that.
Peace. All right, man, salute.
Hey, yo, shout out to all you niggas out there. My bad, I got to end the show right now. Niggas just threw me two cards and shit, B. So, yo, you gonna end the shit right now? Yo, wait a minute, B. Unless y'all wanna talk about this surf shit and get other niggas on, I can let Tony bro.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on with surf, B? Niggas is saying
what's
surf choked a minute into his first into his round? A minute into a one round?
Man.
Yo.
What the fuck is going on, son?
Yo.
This shit crazy.
How do you do that?
Just like, come on, ever since the Verb battle, bro, like, it's like the third straight one-on-one battle, you done fucked up.
I'm not going to sit here and say that I called it, but I would say that it was a lot of us that always kind of felt like, because Surf is in this position that he's in right now, and it's a lot of eyes, a lot of pressure. That's not just, you know, battle rap pressure, but he's putting on. He's the face of this shit. That type of pressure is not easy to, you know what I mean, like follow, and he's doing all these different things on top of that, right? So this type of shit to me is just indicative of somebody that's under a lot of fucking pressure right now. He just is in this world, and maybe because his music is where it is, and because he's doing all these appearances, he's not as affected by it. But bro, like, he's under the gun, man. That's what I think.
But is it under a lot of pressure, or you just not don't really? It don't matter like that. Like, maybe music is just more important. Like, my nigga, if you just gonna trash the battles, just go do music, my nigga. Don't, like, you don't need to be out here fucking up the battles. Just go do music. Your music is fire.
Like, I think there's the one thing I will say, though, Drizzy, I got to say that for the way that Surf is, he's always been prideful, and you could tell in the Suge battle that, like, he still gives a fuck about this world. And sometimes I felt like him and, to an extent, Mook would try to make it seem like, you know, like, yeah, like, battle rap is cool, but whatever. But then when you get in the ring, it's like, oh, hold up. You know what I mean? It's a different thing. That mentality starts to come back, and he turns into that kid that we've seen spazzing. You know what I mean? But I think the pressure right now is just different, and I think his focus right now might be split. Or maybe it's not 50-50 mm-hmm. anymore from battle rap to mainstream rap. It's like maybe it's 70-30.
I don't really –
don't know, man. I just pressure. I mean, your pay is guaranteed. You know months in advance who you're battling. Where's the pressure? You've been knowing you're battling Rex for mad long. It's not like you got to win to get the rest of your paper. It's like, what pressure are you really on? All you got to do is memorize a one round and go rat. That's it. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. One round? A one rounder?